Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Episode 37.
Tabula rasa.
Tabula rasa. Yes. I want to read this one. Mm-hmm. The phrase tabula rasa refers to the concept that when people are born, they are essentially a blank slate. So their life experiences and education form them. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that natural saying.
That's been one of the most debated topics amongst psychiatrists, philosophers, doctors, religious people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when you say religious people, like, so that kind of segues into what I was going to say, the thought I got. Every time, I told you off air, every time God always gives me that thought. Right. So in creation, the sixth day, when the Bible says God made man in his image and his likeness. So the Bible says that he took dust and he formed man from the dust of the ground.
Right.
So with the dust and dirt, that's, first of all, dirt is useless.
Right.
He formed man from the dust of the ground.
Yeah.
But there was a pause. Something happened after that. Next, he breathed into man, and then man became something. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, man was an empty shell of himself.
Right. A blank slate.
A tabula rasa.
Right.
That's why I just got that. The Holy Ghost, see what I said? And it's in Genesis where the Bible says he formed man. Man was a shell of himself. But until God filled it with life experiences and education and wisdom from God, he was a shell of himself.
Right.
Tabula.
Right.
I told you. Man, I'm
Tallulah.
He's preaching.
Comics and cartoon segment.
All right.
Marvel's blank slate. Was originally was a cartoon character.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Marvel's blank slate was originally discovered by the X-Men. His powers allowed him to match whomever he faced.
Wow. So
he was an empty comic book character. No face. No nothing.
So his name was blank slate.
Blank slate.
I've never heard of his character before.
He's one of those many Marvel characters that have like a brief appearance and they just get shelved.
Okay.
So he's like in the index of Marvel characters.
So there's like, because what I've learned about Marvel is that there's these characters that some of them essentially are the strongest being in the Marvel verse, but they don't make a lot of appearances.
Correct. Correct. You would think that this guy would be, because if he can mimic your power,
you would think blank slate would probably, and you would think he probably could be the most powerful. But then there's another name. I can't think of his name. Mm-hmm. They say he's the most powerful being in the multiverse. So it's up for debate.
Blank slate used to enjoy battling the Beast from X-Men because they had the similar thought pattern.
What?
Yeah. They were very, you know.
Do you think people realize that Marvel and X-Men, they overlap?
Oh,
people, a lot of people don't realize that.
Man.
A lot of people don't realize that they are kind of succinct in a sense.
Yes.
They overlap as far as the verses.
Right.
You
know, right.
Place. Okay. All right. So that's interesting, dude. I've never heard of blank slate. I was today years old. All right.
Chickpeas and a blank slate. You learn on this show.
Listen, on that fact, give us our theme.
Give us our theme music.
Cheers to you, coach. Welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcast. I'm with the public. We got you on the field, coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation, since 1976.
No, we got the infamous Yoda Man since 1968. August 23rd, to be exact. Hello, what up, Coach?
What up, Coach?
Episode
27, Tabula Rasa.
Tabula Rasa.
Tabula Rasa.
You know, if you look back over the titles, mm-hmm. I looked the other day.
You got some unique titles.
That makes you want, like, if I was not on right. a member of this,
right.
if I looked at the titles,
I'd be interested.
I would want to go and see, what in the world are they talking
right.
about?
That's, so that's the whole point behind it.
Facts, clickbait.
Right. Right, exactly.
Really good clickbait.
Exactly.
That's no. I think if to call that clickbait, I think is to discredit that. I think it's better than clickbait. I think it's a drawing. Like I think it's more than clickbait. Clickbait is like cheap stuff. When you click it, it's right. not what you think it is.
I do put a lot of thought into it.
Like on and out yeah. the field. When right. you click it, you gonna get what you click.
That's right.
We don't play on here.
Right.
Shout out to us. You know we never celebrate how real and how authentic we are.
Yeah.
I want to take a moment to celebrate that. Mm-hmm. You and I, man, we authentic, and
no
the
doubt.
People love it.
No doubt.
Getting
no
good
doubt.
Reviews. We never stop to think about the reviews we get.
Man, keeping it real. That's all it is.
So you get good reviews.
I do. I get a lot of comments, and rare comments from mm-hmm. random people of all walks of life
okay.
saying that, you know, this, that's interesting.
Right.
You know, it's, right. it's not what I thought. It's not just your typical sports podcast. In
not
fact, we're probably... 10% sports and the rest
I think we
everything
said
else.
That the other yeah. day, right?
All right. Did you see that?
Here we go.
1/21/2005. This week we had Mobile. We had snow and cold. Was this your first time?
No.
No, yeah, not
I
your
in,
first time.
I
yeah,
because
you lived
in
Iceland.
For three
yeah, right.
Years.
Right.
Yeah. And then I lived in Virginia for a total of seven years.
So you got snow there too.
But like the same kind of snow that Virginia gets is the same
kind
of snow
Mobile got.
Mobile or North Carolina.
North Carolina,
say.
Same
thing. Let me
same
say North
thing.
Carolina.
Same
right
thing.
Down the street.
Exactly.
Neighbors.
Same thing.
The same exact kind of snow.
Yep.
And let me tell y'all something. And also, I've been in Iceland. I lived there for 3 years.
Yeah.
Different kind of snow.
Right.
It's snow and ice.
Right.
Like more ice than snow.
I've been in Maine and Minneapolis.
Slush. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like the slushy stuff. Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and even parts of Georgia.
Right.
Northern Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Good fluffy snow
right.
falling on cedars.
Right.
That fluffy snow.
Yep.
When
yep.
you scrape it off your windshield, it don't stick.
Right.
It's just fluff.
Flows. Fluff.
Right.
Right. Right.
That's
right.
what you get.
Right.
In from Virginia down through 85 and mm-hmm. right there, man, you mm-hmm. get the good, genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love it.
Right.
So with Mobile, of course, everybody went crazy. They bought. Why did people go buy all that stuff? They went in and cleared the shelves out. Why?
Well, I mean, it's fear of the unknown. You know, it's just it, you know, and plus the news creates the panic. You know, they're telling you that, oh my God, it's going to be this, and it's going to be so much. Go get, you're going to be stuck indoors for, you know, they need to buy this. And next thing you know, you buy it.
People had cabin fever.
Yes.
They did. After yeah. like a day or two,
yeah,
people get restless. Mm-hmm. But as far as workers, they grounded us. I'm a mobile engineer driver. They grounded us for like 2 days.
I was grounded for 2 days.
Right. So for the
no pickups for
yeah,
2 days.
So yeah. we drive for the I do banks. I do PNC mm-hmm. banks. And the banks close, we close.
Right.
But the bank's not gonna stay closed for over 48 hours.
Right.
They gotta do drops to so on and so forth. So I had to get out there.
Drive.
In a van.
you drove in it.
Yes, and I was sliding in between two ditches.
Come on, man.
Yes, coming down Hollis Ferry Road.
You should not have been driving. Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine.
I saw four cars.
I saw little ice still on my way here today.
Yeah, it's still going. And it's supposed to, I think, well, they say it's supposed to come back. We have another one, you know, coming up soon. But Mobile, everybody did their TikTok videos,
right.
their Facebook videos, they did their snow angels.
I'm not mad at them. Hey, have
no,
fun.
No, no,
go,
no.
Go with it.
Not at all.
Once in a lifetime.
They got famous.
You know, every other
minutes.
25 years, that's
yeah.
going to happen. So
I think
I get
the
it.
Last time it happened was 100 and some years ago. You got that much snow?
I think so.
So they predicted 4.5. They wound up with 7.5.
Yeah, it was
just
right.
Just for y'all,
like,
statistic.
It looked like about a half foot.
It was
foot,
yeah,
foot.
It was 7.5. They yeah. wound up with. All right, red flags. Oh my goodness, red flag segment, y'all. Listen, watch out for yellow snow. Please watch
I'm just
out for
tell
yellow.
You don't want to eat yellow snow.
You really don't.
You don't want to make a snowball with yellow snow.
You really don't.
No, you don't want to lay down and do no angels.
Not
in
yellow
snow.
Snow. Yeah.
No, you do not.
All right.
All right, edible, eatable, eat
yes,
segment.
Go.
What is the best food to eat during a snowstorm?
The best food to eat during, oh man, well, soup.
Soup. I made a vegetable soup.
We had a white chili.
Okay, it's about the same, yeah.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah
what'd so, you put in your, what type of meat?
Ground turkey.
Ground turkey.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
No beef.
Right. And white beans?
White beans.
Nice.
Not red beans.
Right, right, right.
And it was only because they didn't have them. And I'm kind of glad they didn't because I like the white chili.
White beans are nice.
Right. They're really good.
I like white beans.
So I think chilies, any kind of soup. Mm-hmm. But you got to have a soup.
I had soup. I made a big soup.
Do you do vegetable beef soup?
So, you know, I'm meatless right now. So okay. I did Pause. A lot of I Pause. Did a lot of vegetables.
He's actually not meatless, y'all. He's just not consuming meat at this time. The way he said that was really could have been taken the wrong way, like a eunuch. But no, he's not meatless in that sense.
Right. Right.
So let's just he's not a eunuch. Okay. All right. So let's after that, let's go to black folks.
Black folks.
How do black people prepare for a winter storm? What I just said.
Yeah.
They go buy up
all the stuff.
Yes. And they go get liquor.
You gotta get liquor. I was gonna say you gotta make sure all your stuff is taken care of.
And the herbal people
they make those last minute runs to the
they make sure they go see the herbalist before they get snowed in. Cause you have to have one more of a run.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. So here's what I want to pray for.
Yeah.
I think we prayed for it before. Las Vegas again, Los Angeles, New Orleans. I think here around us too. Like we've having shootings, man.
Yeah.
And somebody posted something the other day before we prayed. As a matter of fact, it may have been your buddy, John. Shout out to John Taylor. This is what he said.
I beat him the last two times.
Oh, my goodness. That's how you put it on the 0-2.
Yeah.
This is what he said. He said, so the snow melted, and then there was a shooting, right? He was like, man, it's a shame that the snow kept people from murdering each other, but then as soon as the snow melts, we're back to...
That's too bad. Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, I don't get that.
That's too bad. So,
yeah,
people just need. I mean, there's.
So we need to pray.
We need to pray.
We're gonna. That's why we're
great. Need
we
to pray. A great idea to pray.
All right, that's it. That's a good way to pray. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's the motto prayer.
Yes.
That's the motto prayer. So if you don't know what to pray, it covers everything.
That's the basis.
We need to do a little segment on the motto prayer, too. That'd be good, I think, so people can understand it. All right. Pledge allegiance segment. I'm pimping.
I pledge allegiance to the game of the United States of America and to the street corner for which she stands. One nation like Palafox Street.
Big camping, huh?
Indivisible with liberty and my money.
Yeah. I didn't see that. He said indivisible with liberty and my money. Pimp Chronicles. All right, Class Clown says.
Let's
laugh. Oh boy. If two vegans argue, is this still considered beef? I heard that one before.
You heard that one?
Yes.
What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
What did he say?
Supplies.
Supplies. What did the icy road say to the car?
What?
Wanna go for a spin?
What did
to let that one settle in.
What did the wool hat say to the scarf?
Okay.
You hang around while I go on ahead.
Wow, that's fire. That's actually a fire joke. Your mama is so fat.
How fat is she?
When she got on the scale, it said, I need your weight, not your phone number. Wow.
Your mama is so fat.
How fat is she?
I took a picture of her last Christmas and it's still printing.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go to diarrhea. When you're climbing up a ladder and you feel something splatter, diarrhea.
Diarrhea, when you're climbing up the stairs and you stain your underwear. Diarrhea.
How do you get a Dallas Cowboy off your porch during the playoffs?
How?
Pay him for the pizza. It's crazy, bro.
What do you get when you cross a Dallas Cowboy with a groundhog?
I knew they weren't going to escape. What do you get?
6 more weeks of bad football.
Golly. What did you think about Schottenheimer?
Typical puppet. Typical Jones puppet.
He kept it in house.
It's a puppet move.
He kept it in house.
I'm sure he did.
On purpose.
Why do you think he did
control.
Yeah, it's control.
Dude,
nothing about that team says Schottenheimer.
He's Al Davis 2.0. Jerry Jones is.
Yeah.
He's going to run him in the ground. Yeah. I'm sorry, until he is deceased.
Look, there's a reason why Biden looked like a complete fool the past 4 years.
Wow.
Because he was too old for that position.
Facts.
Now, if you want to be the owner of the Cowboys and Mark, that's fine. But you need to relinquish some of the football responsibilities to football people who are younger and in tune more in the game.
But I think
imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Sorry. He's struck with senility.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones.
Oh, man.
He's senile.
Yeah. Power and control and all that.
That's crazy. First and 10 segment. First and 10. Ohio State, national champs. We said it.
We said it. Money could buy.
What? Wow. Was it as dominating as you thought?
I thought it was.
Does Riley Leonard suck?
No, you know, Riley Leonard is a dual threat, but more running of the dual type quarterback. And when you got teams like Ohio State with safeties that can
spy,
yeah. And take that away. And take that away.
You put one man on him.
Yeah. And take that away. Then you have to. You force him to pass. And then that was a. He was limited there.
That was done. Okay.
Well, since we're talking about Ohio State.
Hey, Twan.
These are the starting skill positions for the Ohio State Buckeyes for the national championship game.
Say it ain't so. Well, we're going to start. Oh, from downtown. Oh, that's close to downtown. Is that the Finkster? From downtown, PA, quarterback Will Howard. What will Will do?
Take out mine. Mm-hmm. From Pike Road, Alabama.
Pike.
He's from right around here, Alabama.
He might be sticky.
Quinn Sean.
Quinn Sean.
You think he got two daddies? Quinn and Sean? Quinshawn Judkins.
from Steelacoon. Ooh, how did know I stole a coon? In Washington, from Steelacoon, Washington. And he's a wide receiver. You better watch what you wide receiving
you
up there
watch him.
When you steal a coon. In Mika Egbuka.
Oh, he must be from Africa.
Who got to be? You know,
African.
Them booty scratches.
Oh, those mad. Okay.
No, you're okay. Yes, okay.
From Miami Gardens, Florida. Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Another wide receiver.
Oh, my goodness.
He's such a strong name. Jeremiah Smith. Jeremiah.
Miami. Was a bullfrog. From Chicago, Illinois. From hailing from Chicago, Illinois. Another receiver, wide receiver, Carnell Tate.
Give it up, Carnell Tate. Take me. And last, from Seattle, Washington, my favorite position, G. Scott Jr.
All right, third and short. NFL playoffs.
All right.
Were you surprised with the Commanders? Let's start there.
Oh, yes. Well,
we said.
I said.
Yeah.
They shouldn't look past them.
Right. Right.
Okay. Having said that, and I'm going to jump out the window. Jaden Daniels right now is the best quarterback in the playoffs, in my opinion.
He's playing the best.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
He's playing the best.
I'm not talking about before or after.
All right. He's playing the best.
Right now.
Because he had to, let's just say this, he's had to do more to get his team where he's at than those other.
First, he went to Tampa Bay.
Right. Right.
Spanked him.
Spanked him. Right. And everybody was on Mayfield at that point.
Which was not easy.
Right. Right.
Then he went in the Lions' den, literally.
Beat the best team of the season all year.
Hung 45 on them. 44, 45.
Yeah.
40 plus.
Yeah. And if you look on the East, it's the number one and number two seed. And you look in the
NFC, on the monitor.
The only thing that's missing.
Look what I got. What game I got playing on the monitor?
The Skins.
It's a repeat because I wanted to see where did it change. The first quarter and a half, they going back. They both probably the running back Gibbs for Detroit.
He's good.
Is a beast.
Yes,
I think he's underrated personally.
Yeah.
Jahmyr Gibbs is a beast.
Yeah.
He balled out. I wanted to see where it, because something changed after like a quarter and a half. Something.
Turnovers from
Detroit. Second quarter. I think he had a pick for a pick six.
Goff had some critical turnovers. And there was a fumble? It was a fumble also.
I think it was two
critical turnovers
that
allowed the Commanders to keep, like I said, Redskins before, the Commanders to keep going. And that's what separated them. The Commanders never gave Detroit another opportunity, where Detroit gave them like five extra opportunities.
Let me say this about the Commanders. Brand new front office, new coach, rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
NFC Championship.
Go figure. Bill Parcells.
In 2 years.
Bill Parcells said this years ago, and I never will forget what he said. This is when he was coming off of dealing with the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones.
Right.
He said, if you're bad year in and year out, you have nothing but to look at the front office. He said, because the NFL is not designed like Major League Baseball.
Right.
You could be in any market and win a Super Bowl.
Right. Right.
Because it's designed to be equitably fair. If you're shit 1 year, you'll be able to get the first pick the next year.
Next year.
Right.
So it's designed.
It's designed for you to come up.
Right.
Right. And if you don't ever come up, there's something in the front office that's screwing you over.
New front office, new ownership.
Right. They got rid of Daniel Snyder and everything changed.
Everything
changed.
Get rid of Jerry Jones.
There you
everything
go.
I'm not a Cowboy basher. Actually, Coach is, but I'm not.
Look, Cowboy, it is what it is. I'm just speaking facts.
Okay. No. All right. Would you rather? Let's see.
Would you rather tackle Derrick Henry or Bo Jackson?
Oh, man, bro. I got to pray about both.
You
got to
pray about both.
I just watched some footage of Bo Jackson the other day. Funny enough that you bring Bo Jackson up. I just watched some footage of Bo Jackson the other day. Because they were saying, do you realize how good Bo Jackson was? I don't think the sports were.
Bo Jackson was true.
If the DB for the Cincinnati Bengals doesn't tackle him the way he tackled him that day, because that's who he was playing, the Cincinnati Bengals, I remember, facts.
In the Coliseum.
If he doesn't tackle him that way, the sports world, who knows what we see is at the running back position from Bo Jackson.
Right.
He wasn't a fullback. No. He was the size of a fullback.
He had 4-1 speed.
With the speed of a running back.
He had 4-1 speed. He was faster than Deion Sanders.
He told a story of the actual run. He told him, he's like, so he ran it, right? So he ran the 40.
Yeah.
He ran like a 4-3-4-4. When he was coming back, he said, his coach told him, he said, come here. He said, run the damn 40 for real and quit playing with these people. He said, run the damn 40 for real. He said, okay, I run it for real. He said, but tell the guy to open, he got to open the doors. He said, because after the finish line, there's only about 15, 20 yards.
Right.
He said, I can't stop. I can't stop that way. Right. True story, guys.
Right.
You people. Listen, he said, open the doors. I got to keep, you know, I need time to stop. He said, when he was coming back, he told the guy, he said, just take my bags out there, because when I finish running, he said, I'm going to keep going. I ain't coming back. They think, oh, he just playing. The guy takes his bags out there. He runs it. So they clock him. He said, and it's just, this was in a space. Somebody had him at a 3.97.
Right. 3.9. One guy, but the average that he had for that run was just under 4.1. A 4.1.
Across the board,
dude. Talking 225, 230 pounds.
That is ridiculous. And they did it digitally, too.
Right.
He said that. It was digital. So you run a 4.1 on a digital?
Dude.
At 200
something? He was flying.
So having
played football, let me say this.
I would rather tackle Derrick Henry. Because if Derrick Henry doesn't get his shoulders turned up,
Right.
You hit him two yards in the back, field going
because
down.
Because of his height.
He's been that way.
You catch him at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Hit him sideways, he's going down.
But Bo Jackson, you catch him sideways, that's like tackling a bullet or
You're
something.
Rarely going to catch him sideways.
Right.
Because as soon as he gets the ball, he got his shoulders turned.
Exactly.
Up. So I'd rather tackle Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So when did he know?
Let's bring it back.
When did he know? Mark Andrews, Baltimore Ravens tight end, to depression, PTSD, stress.
Can you imagine?
He's wearing it heavy.
I'm gonna be honest. As a player, I've been in that situation. The last thing you want to do is let your teammates down.
Facts.
That's the last thing you want to do. Okay, you don't want to have your teammates at a point where, you know, you're the weak link. And he was the captain of the team. He's a captain. So two plays, he fumbles, gives him the ball back, at a crucial time of the game. And then, obviously, the 2-point conversion, which he missed. He's going to carry that all the way through the offseason. If not carried correctly, he will deal with something worse than
PTSD.
Exactly. He has PTSD now, but to deal with something else, you know.
Ah, man.
That's too bad.
Tough, dude.
That's too bad. I mean, that's part of football, too, though. It's part of football. I mean, if you look through history, there are a lot of players who had that moment and they're just like, oh.
Do you think Lamar Jackson treated him unfairly? Because they were saying, oh, look how Lamar Jackson turned his back on his teammate after he missed the ball.
No. Yeah. Lamar stuck up for him, actually, and especially in the post-game conference.
I did see him say, catch the damn ball, though.
Well, I mean, yeah. Look, when you're in the game, and I've got teammates who I love like a brother. And if they screw up, and you're going to say in the heat of the moment, but it's not like you're saying, you know, throwing them under the bus.
Okay.
You know, you just talk at to that them. Moment. Did you see that video I sent you?
I did it.
Oh.
Man, I had.
So this is Ray Lewis. He's coming out of the tunnel.
Okay.
Okay. And he's telling this offensive lineman. The lineman is actually tall. Imagine Ray Lewis coming up to his shoulder pad. So you can't even see the offensive lineman's helmet. You could only see his shoulder pad.
Right.
And Ray Lewis is like, right now, it's all we got. You know what I'm talking about? It's the greatest opportunity the world's found today. You understand what? We even know what yesterday got for us because it's gone. I'm talking about that. Yesterday's already gone, tomorrow's too far away. You know what? What about right now? What about right now?
That's fine.
You give it up for me right now? And the guy goes, I got you.
That's fire.
Let's go again.
I got to look at
you. You got to look at that video.
Ah,
it's fire.
I'm over here grinding right now, boy. Hey, I got my arms folded, my muscle tight. Hey, I got, you know, I want to tell you this quick. We're going to do a health and wealth segment.
I
want to say
so.
This. I've been challenging myself, dude, for the last 2 weeks or so. I do 100 push-ups a day.
Okay.
It's a challenge. I saw it on.
I just started. Internet.
So I do
100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups for me.
I do the 100 push-ups, but I do 50 weighted with 34 pounds. So I do 50 at 204 pounds.
Wow.
And then I do another 50 at regular.
Nice.
So there's more. So I do 50-50. So my goal is to go 50-50 to 60-40 to 70-30,
okay.
80-20 to 100, all the way, 100 weighted, ooh, 34 pounds, at 204. I could feel it too.
You doing them cell block workouts?
Yeah, yeah. So I've been making that challenge. I wanted to, and I said I'm gonna talk to Coach
Terminator.
Man, listen, it's Beefcake. That's one of my new.
All right there, Beefcake.
All right there, buddy.
So get in with that curiosity, there. How do you feel about Paul Feinbaum?
I like Feinbaum. I think Feinbaum's a stand-up guy. I think if he says something, it makes himself sound asinine. I think he has enough wisdom to come back and he retracts his statements, rather, or he apologizes, or he makes it better. Okay. Hint him what he says about Prime,
right,
Coach
right.
Prime. He came back and he rectified it, man.
Yeah.
He brought peace, man. So I like the big Eric Galoot.
All right, Rick. Here's a little trickery for you. What is an English word for the number 13? And I mean English, mean England. Old English word for the number 13.
I'm not quite sure of that, buddy. What is it?
Tether a dick.
What?
Tether a dick.
Tether a dick?
Yes.
I don't know what that means, so.
13.
Okay, tether a dick.
Let me spell it for you, right?
Yes, I need a spelling.
T-E-T-H. E-R-A-D-I-C-K.
I knew that's what it was. I'm going to move on. So I don't use the word, the number 13 anyway. I don't like it.
That's kind of unlucky. I see why.
Don't be such a dick about it. And Monica McNutt, with passion in her heart, sharing keen insights and sharp analysis like the fiery dart, from X's and O's to players' inner strife. She paints a picture, bringing the game to life with no words that take.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Full control. Magnet captivates my soul.
A bad Anita Baker.
You know, she's a goat, dude. All right, quarter of the week.
All right, you are as much as you are right now. That's the Yoruba proverb. You are as much as you are right now.
Not you as much as you're going to be.
Right.
You are as much as you are. That's unique.
Yeah.
All right. Word of the week. Yeah. I'm a wordsmith, so I like words.
Mm-hmm.
Conflagration.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what that means. An extensive fire which destroys a great deal of land or property. So if I had to use that in a sentence, we would say, and I would say,
right,
and at the present time, California has a conflagration going on.
Yes, correct. You would be correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like words.
Yeah.
Not that I hate that I had to learn it in that context because of what's going on in Cali.
Well, no. I mean, respect to Cali. Yeah.
But, right. Mary's nerd.
Mary, rest in peace. So today's 9 years.
Is it?
Yeah, 9 years.
You know what? I did see you Facebook. Mm-hmm. I did. How you feeling? So
I feel good. And I was going to say, you know, this is has brought me a lot of joy doing this segment, you know, obviously because it's about her. You know the background behind this? Why I have this?
I don't remember. Tell us.
So
I want to hear this.
You know, I used to pick her up from school probably about 90% of the time, from the time she was in kindergarten to right before she passed in high school.
Right.
And the first thing I would do when I would see her, I'd say, you know, all right, you know, good day or bad day. You know, I need to know, you know.
Right.
Good day, bad day.
Right.
Second thing I would ask, I say, you know, give me a fun fact.
Okay.
I need to know a fun fact.
That's his boo.
That way something I can know about her school, you know, class or something like that. Fun fact. So that's why I got the Mary's Nerd Nugget fun fact.
Bruh, listen, you know what? And let me pause and say this. And you know, we knitted at the heart when it comes to this.
Sure.
Y'all don't understand how close we are. We're closer than y'all realize. Like this podcast is a byproduct, a small byproduct of our friendship.
Sure.
This is a whole bigger picture. And you'll get to know us as we say. But I want to pause and say how valuable the Mary's Nerd Nugget fun facts are now that I know why we're at the birthplace.
Okay, right.
See, now they were already intriguing to me. Mm. You know, I love, it's one of my favorite ones.
Right.
Right. I don't know. It might be Yoda. I think it's got Yoda.
For me,
I think it beat out Yoda.
Right.
For me. Because it's now it definitely got Yoda beat.
Oh, man.
That's lit.
Yeah, that's how we connected every day after school.
You know, so before we move, how are you feeling mentally?
Actually, right now I'm fine. It'll be later when you're by yourself.
Okay,
you know, that's when you have, you know, thoughts.
But, I think people need to hear this.
It's it is 9 years. Honestly, I'm not better off. You know, that's a fact. It's definitely taken a lot out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But grace, mercy, you know, I've gotten closer to God and changed my thought process and just tried to, you know, do things a little differently.
You know, I heard somebody say that death is never useless, right? When I heard him say that, I had to weigh that statement in the balance, honestly, on a common sense scale.
You're right.
And then on a heavier scale, which is a more weighty scale, eternity wise.
Sure.
And it's hard to say yes to it, but it's true. It's never useless. It's hard to say yes.
Yeah,
it's
I understand.
You know why I agree with that. I'm not just running to the... But I'm hearing you tell me the one of the benefits of having her being your daughter, or still being your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even in her death, the world gets...
Fun.
Married.
Right. She gets to speak.
What?
Right.
Y'all don't understand. Y'all do not. This is on and off the field. Sports podcasting with a... Listen, y'all. Yes. It's in the... With a purpose.
Yes.
That's the mantra.
Yeah, that's what she used to do. She would give me all sorts of random facts in the car about stuff when she wasn't in her feelings. You know, some days, you know,
yeah,
she'd
be like,
yeah, exactly.
Shout out to Mary.
Shout out. All right, here's the first one. The shortest war in history was the Anglo-Zanzibar War, which lasted 38 minutes.
What the hell happened?
Actually, it was interesting. The eastern part of Africa had German territory and British territory.
Okay.
And on the British territory side, you know, they got the island of Zanzibar.
Okay.
They had the Royal Navy shot the Zanzibar Navy ships down. 500 people died on the Zanzibar side. One sailor for the
Why it didn't last that long.
That's why it didn't
took
last
them
that
clean
took
out.
Them clean out.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Did you know Nickelodeon, the old channel, is an old term for the action from the early days of film. A nickel is 5 cents, and Odeon is a theater. It's named for a theater, meaning five cent theater.
Nickelodeon.
That's
fire. See what I'm talking about? I never look at it the same, brother.
Things that make you go,
Keep laying it on, brother.
There are 8 NFL teams currently without cheerleaders. The Buffalo Bills, Chicago Bears, Cleveland Browns, Green Bay Packers, Los Angeles Chargers, New York Giants, New York Jets, and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Those are the Dallas Cowboys on there?
No, they got cheerleaders.
Because, you know, that's one of their things. One that's of their big
top,
things.
Yeah, that's been the best cowgirls. Thing for the, sadly,
the cowgirls.
That's been the top thing for the Cowboys.
The cowgirls are cowgirls. Scoring more than the Cowboys. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to do that, dude. I'm sorry, Cowboy fans. All right, so listen, y'all know what time it is, right?
Luke, I am your father.
I am your father, Luke.
Yes!
Get it! All right, let's go.
Okay, so we talk about tabula rasa, meaning blank slate. Mm-hmm. This is where I found it in the Bible. Hebrews 10, chapter 10, verses 17 to 19. He concludes, I'll forever wipe the slate clean of their sins.
Okay.
Once sins are taken care of for good, there's no longer any need to offer sacrifices for them. Oh,
boy, that's good.
So, friends, we can now, without hesitation, walk right up to God into the holy place.
Right.
Can you just...
So, let me give you a natural example. Yeah. If a person has cancer, right? Mm-hmm. Hate to use such a debilitating disease, but it's the purpose.
Sure.
If a person has cancer, right? There's a doctor for that. Right. He's a cancer. He's a specialist, right? Mm-hmm. You go to him, he takes you through what's called chemo. It's just this aggressive treatment. If the treatment is, if the doctor is good, he knows what he's doing. He'll come to the patient one day and say, hey, I got some good news. Your cancer is in remission. Now, remission means that there's no more signs of active cancer.
Right?
Right. So when he just read that, what you just read in Hebrews 10, the writer, who I think is Paul of Hebrews, still a mystery. I think it's Paul, the apostle. He said the same thing. He said, when you've had the right chemo, there's no need for more chemo because there's no more sin. There's no sign of it. It's in remission. But just like with a chemo patient or a cancer patient that beats cancer, you have to watch what you consume from now on because you can go back.
Right.
Just like with sin. Just because you're out it now, be careful how you walk because you could fall.
Right.
Call backslide.
Exactly.
When he brings that up, I use that in the same sense as sin. It's the same way Jesus did chemo with the blood of Jesus. He washed away our sins. So there's no more.
No more.
Nope.
Right. It's no a blank more. Slate.
It's a blank slate. We clean.
We clean.
Yeah. The Bible said he was in Christ. He's a new creature. Old things passed away. Everything has become
new.
So we got a clean slate. Facts. Same way. No more signs of sickness. So you're good.
Right.
You go. You're cancer free.
Cancer free.
Yeah.
Yoda!
Yoda! Yoda! Yoda! Yoda! Yoda! My thing that I like a lot is I want to make sure people understood the analogy in comparison to what you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
The important thing about the Bible is to understand it. Because if I'm not going to look at, and we can move on after this.
Yeah. Take your time, man.
If I look at a painting, and it's an abstract painting, I'm not going to look at it too long because I don't understand what I'm looking at.
Right.
But just say if I'm looking at said painting, right? Right down in the bottom of the corner is where the person that painted it, his name is right there.
Yeah.
If that person was to walk up to me and tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, I want to explain to you what you're looking at, I'm going to look at it more.
Sure.
Because I have an understanding.
Sure.
Of what I'm looking at.
Sure.
Same way with the word of God. Somebody outside, away from God, it's an abstract painting. You look at the Bible, you have no understanding. It looks foreign to you.
Right.
But thank God that the Holy Ghost will come tap you on the shoulder and say, if you look down in the corner, I wrote this. I'm the one who did this. This is what this means. This is what this means. From there, you gone.
You gone. Right. Facts.
That's why it's important. And we got to run that. Yoda spinning the blood on him.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Good stuff, man. But I hope that blessed
you. No, that's right.
Perception versus perspective. I love this segment too.
So this is I saw a picture, and this was two men standing in the rain.
Okay.
One was standing in the rain with no umbrella.
Okay.
And he was, of course, getting wet. The other was standing in the rain with four umbrellas, mm-hmm. one on top of the other.
Okay.
And, of course, he wasn't getting wet.
Okay.
Because, obviously, the thing that came to my mind was the LeBron James fireman story.
Wow. He got four umbrellas.
Yeah.
And they ain't got none.
And it's like, if you can... And I thought more about that, how, you know, when he said he hired personal firemen for his house.
Right.
You think about all of the people, all the wealth in Southern California, how many other people could they have hired?
What if they banded together?
Banded together, shared those umbrellas.
As celebrities.
Shared those umbrellas.
LeBron said, hey, I got four. And then somebody, another celebrity said, I got three.
I got three. I got two.
Six over here. Mm-hmm. But we don't need all these umbrellas. How about we just let them get some umbrellas?
Yeah.
God!
But here's the other part. Here's the perspective part of it. The way I thought about it, too, is what did LeBron James have to do and sacrifice to get his four umbrellas?
Ooh, coach, you talking heavy.
And what did that
Why you talking rain, heavy right now?
That guy in the rain may not have done
it. You know? He might be a lazy bum.
A lazy bum.
And you know what I did? I talked about laziness. Do you know God don't like lazy people?
I can imagine.
God don't like lazy people. Right. If the creator, let me tell y'all something. If the creator of the universe frowns on lazy people, don't be lazy.
Right.
You don't have to accept no lazy person. Mentally lazy leads to physical lazy.
Yes.
You get lazy up here before you get lazy in the
future. Yes.
I just can't deal with it because I'm not lazy.
Right. Well, you're different. You're a different type of person that's going to attract somebody different.
The Bible said, go totally to the ant, you sluggard.
You sluggard.
Proverbs 6.
Yes.
Entomology.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Your mind, and in it, your mind has gotten so relaxed.
How is it something that you could smush with your foot? Outthink you.
Outwork you.
And outwork you.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's outthinking us.
And outworking you.
Hence, consequently, outworking us.
Outworking us.
He's with definitely no outthinking us. And the one he got is a man.
Tallulah.
We got
to
get out of that, boy.
Okay, I saw another pick. It was basically one guy was standing.
Okay.
And he was looking towards his right.
Okay.
And he saw the same guy on a bike. He was like, and in his mind, he was like, ooh, I want that bike.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in the bike was looking to his right. He saw the same guy in a car. In his mind, he was thinking, ooh, I want that car.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in the car was looking toward his right. He saw a guy in a boat, a
mm-hmm.
yacht.
Mm-hmm.
And he was thinking, ooh, I want that yacht.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in the yacht was looking to the, out in the sea, thinking, I want what's out there. You're always wanting something else.
Yeah.
You want what the next guy has, the next guy wants something else. You're always wanting.
Golly, coach.
Yeah. Perspective.
Listen, again, I got to go to Metro today at 3:00.
You going to take some of it?
What?
Yes.
I took it last Saturday.
Did they like it?
I'm not playing. The mental health stuff, they was tripping.
Come on, man.
They was like, man, not Snow White. not the movie stuff. Not Marvel. I said Marvel, too. Batman, all of them.
Come on.
Yeah.
Nice.
They can relate.
Right.
So shout out to the guys in Metro, man.
Shout out to Metro.
And I'm doing my music too.
Okay.
Hey, coach, I told you I'm going tonight to sing tonight at 7:00 at Dolphin Street. Y'all. I'm gonna go try to win this $1,000. I can out sing these jokes.
Win it.
I can out rap them jokers too, coach. Chess segment. I love the chess segment. A computer called Deep Thought became the first computer to beat an international grandmaster in November 1988. Long Beach, California.
That's a cool name, though. Deep Thought.
It is.
That is a cool
so
name.
So what about our buddy, the chess master, that we, Bobby Fischer?
So this would have been before Bobby Fischer. This is after Bobby Fischer.
Bobby was around the 60s or 70s.
So Bobby Fischer could beat the computer at that time.
What?
Yeah, so computers weren't as
advanced.
But
then they made Deep Thought.
Right, and then now you can never beat the top computer can beat. Any grandmaster.
Let me tell you what's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, here I am with the Bible. So I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I just said this to myself the other day.
You know, in your description on the podcast, you're known as a pastor. So
I know, man.
You can speak.
I know. I try not to flood people. So look, I think I'm gunshot. So look.
Pew.
When God made our brain, by far the most advanced computer ever.
Yeah.
Because we make deep thought.
Right. Right.
Deep thought didn't make us.
Correct.
So
AI, all that artificial intelligence.
We make them.
Right. Correct.
From our intelligence.
Correct. They're programmed.
And it's not artificial.
Right.
Our intelligence is
programs them.
Ours is AI too. It's authentic though.
The AI robot intelligence is a blank slate.
Yes. That we're AI too.
Right.
But we're authentic intelligence. Ours come from God.
God. Correct.
Theirs is artificial.
Right.
Ours is authentic.
Correct.
Yeah. So I think that there is somebody that could whoop old deep thought, a human being.
Oh yeah.
If he got facts.
Oh, he got beat now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got beat.
Okay, I thought he could. Okay.
Yeah, no, he got beat afterwards.
Deep thought got beat.
Yeah, but at this point, this was the first time that he won.
Yeah, because we're enormous in the
market. Right.
Yeah. Travel through your ass segment.
So this is interesting. I was driving this lady, and she's from Richmond, Vancouver, which is in British Columbia.
Okay.
And she was telling me that 74% of the residents are ethnic Chinese.
Okay.
Not white. Which is, I would think, in Canada.
Hmm.
Ethnic Chinese.
You would.
Right.
I haven't been as far north.
She said the mall. She said the mall is actually in Chinese. Like the stores, really? The lettering.
In Canada?
In Canada.
Now, I haven't been as far north as Vancouver, but I've been to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to the most southern part of it.
Okay.
Nova Scotia.
Oh, okay. So you were on the east coast.
Went twice.
You were on the east side. Twice. You were on the east side.
That's where all the black people at.
You on the east side.
Yes. That's where all the black folk at.
Well, they're probably in Toronto. Most of them are in Toronto.
That and like I said.
In Nova Scotia.
Trust me.
And Toronto.
Nova Scotia got some black folk down there, brother. I went twice. They so black, and they said the captain wanted to go back again a year later. He said, hey, y'all, we in the Mediterranean Sea. He had like, we on 65 north. We in the Mediterranean Sea. He said, hey, he come across the one and see. Hey, guys, you know, we're near Nova Scotia. If you remember last year, we made a trip there. We had an enormous time. We was thinking we have a couple days left. We can just port there for about 7-8 days. We like, yeah, Nova Scotia, we come again, baby. What?
It's live like that?
It's live like that.
Is it military? Because of military?
No, it's not. They're not used to the military. That's the thing. When our ship pulled in, 18,000 people came on the ship that day, just visiting. 18,000 Canadians was waiting on the ship. Can they hear about our carrier was pulling in?
Yeah.
They were waiting on the pier. Women. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Show up.
Okay.
It was some people that was genuinely interested in ships.
But, yeah.
And then there were some people that were interested in the sailors.
In the sailors.
They showed a lot of interest. Let's move on. Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Fire. Gladiator 2.
You like it?
Yes.
I liked it too.
Denzel, dude.
The only thing that I wish they would have done was to be unique in not trying so hard to tie him in as to the past Gladiator. You know, it was like they wanted to make him this, you know, so much the son. And
well, wasn't he his son?
Yes.
He was her daughter. He was. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, but.
I let me tell you what I appreciate about it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they kept the transition from the first one. I like when they do that, when they don't gap it. You connect it some kind of way. Make it synonymous.
Okay.
Okay. Then his mom comes and realizes that's my freaking son.
Right.
After all this time.
Yeah.
And then she convinces him, but deep in his heart, he already knows it because when she comes to him down in the dungeon, he's, get away from me. Right, I'm like, dude, you know that's your mama.
You know that's your mama.
You know that's your mammy. And you know the gladiator said, "Eyes to pappy."
right.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah. No, it was good. I liked it.
Denzel played. Intricate character.
Yes.
Dude.
Denzel played.
He was a good nemesis.
Yeah.
Did you see how he killed the twins?
The twins were
they were punks.
Yes.
They were.
But typical of the time.
Yeah.
Because they were. It was a weird time.
It was,
a lot of weirdness.
They had that hot dog water look.
Yes.
Like they bathed in hot dog water. Told you. I'll be on the coach. All right.
Okay.
Challenge yourself.
So this was a good one. This was a video of an eagle. And it was saying that eagles can live up to 70 years old. Mm-hmm. And but after 40 years, they've got to make a choice because their beak is basically too dull to continue to hunt. Oh, you heard this one before?
Keep going.
To hunt. Mm-hmm. Their claws is not as sharp either.
Right.
And their feathers are so thick and unable to. So the eagle flies up to the top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. Pecks his
beak off. Yes.
Yeah. With that, the new beak grows. With the new beak, he takes the claws, mm-hmm. peels them off, mm-hmm. and new claws grow.
Right.
Then with the new claws, it takes the feathers, mm-hmm. plucks the feathers, new mm-hmm. feathers grow, mm-hmm. and it goes another 30 years. And so, the deal is, in order, if you want to make change, all this takes about 150 days.
Painful.
Painful.
And the other trust is death. You could die.
He could die.
Or either go through the painful change.
Go through the painful change. 150 days is how long this took. It said, but after doing this, the eagle gets a new life.
I love the eagle. The reason I studied the eagle is because the Bible uses the eagle as mm-hmm. an example.
Right.
You're going to mount up like wings of eagles.
Right.
And the reason that's so significant when you say mount up, because an eagle has a mechanism in its wings that when they take off, mm-hmm. they wait for the high winds. Eagles don't take off on the little breezes.
Yeah,
they wait for the high winds. The wind that they fly on will basically kill a regular bird.
Right, right.
The other bird is trying to hide from what they riding on.
Right,
they're gonna use it to their advantage.
Right,
the rougher the wind, the better for the eagle. He's sitting on that rock
right.
until that wind comes. Then he says, "Okay, that's rough."
Uh-huh.
Takes off. Mm-hmm. He locks his. You don't see him.
Mm-hmm.
He does this right here, and he locks his wings exactly. in place, and he allows the wind to take him where he wants yep. to go. He just glides.
He glides.
That's what's so awesome about the eagle. And another thing, when they do this, they do it by themselves.
Right.
Eagles fly by themselves.
Solo.
And they have keen sight.
Yes.
Eagles, I love eagles biblically. Yeah. I love them. All right, I love that. Man, that's fire, though.
Fire.
Golly, this is good. But it's something different about this episode, bro. You know what I'm saying? I think it's something different about this episode. This 37, boy. Ooh, I can feel Mary. You're
about to get lit.
I can feel Mary. Like,
yes,
like,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Facts, facts.
I didn't want to say nothing.
Facts, facts. Facts.
But I can feel that.
Yeah, I feel it sometimes too.
Animal Planet segment. Squirrels can't burp or vomit, nor can any other rodent. Wow. Which is why rat poison is so effective. Other animals tend to expel any toxic substance they ingest. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right.
So about the squirrels. This is a book called, this is the On and Off the Fields Book Club. This mm-hmm. is the book called D's Big Nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
It's about a squirrel, and it's by written by Mark Thunder. So we're going to read it to the guests.
Go ahead. Right.
Ready?
Go ahead.
D was a squirrel who had big nuts. His nutsack was so big
that
it would drag on the ground everywhere he went.
Come on, dude. D had a friend named Sarah who loved nuts. Sarah would go around town trying to put everyone's nuts in her mouth. That's my mama name, man. I got to say my mama name. No. Mama loved how big these nuts were. His nuts were her favorite.
They were the biggest nuts she had ever seen.
Oh, man.
She would play with his nuts all day.
Come on.
And sometimes even at night.
Ah.
Sometimes her mom would join.
Nah, bruh.
They would take turns holding these nuts at night.
Sometimes Sarah would even try to put both of his nuts in her mouth at once. She would giggle, her face would turn red. Then his nuts would come flying out. One day someone came up to D's nuts and started poking them. "Hey, jerk, off my nuts," he said. Come on, Brad.
Although Sarah loved D's nuts, she would sometimes kick them. She once kicked him so hard, she busted a nut. D was very, very sad that Sarah busted his nut. So he just wanted Sarah to play nice with his nuts. One day when his nuts were feeling better, she took them to lunch. where she got peanut butter all over
what
them.
What story are we
and
reading?
And his nuts were so sticky.
After that day, nope, you ain't gonna get me. Knew she would need to play nice because all good squirrels know how to play nice with big nuts.
The end.
Man, what in the world did we just read?
That had nothing to do with me, y'all. That's a real book.
I had nothing to do with me, y'all. Follow Drive.
Follow Drive.
Now, why you tell me I had to take the dare? What you tell me I had to take?
So this is truth or dare. What you got? Oh, you chose a dare?
You told me something. You said take the dare, right?
Yeah, take the dare.
All right. Oh, boy.
Got to drink a shot.
Oh, my goodness. That's the dare?
That's the dare.
Okay. All right. Please tell me you got another one over there.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, all right. Yeah. You can get it off. I think, yeah.
There you go.
I'm glad I already ate. Avocado toast, by the way.
We on the same level. I had it.
Avocado toast in the morning.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers, sir.
Final Drive Sports Jeopardy.
Final Drive Sports Jeopardy.
We drinking that goose.
All right. That your whistle suck, Coach. You gotta clean it up. Son. Too much wind.
What cartoon character would you like to get drunk with?
Roger Rabbit's wife.
No. You serious?
What?
Oh my God!
Why not? What's her name? What's Roger Rabbit's wife's name?
I don't know. The fine one?
He ain't got but one.
Yeah, the fine one, right.
Roger
right.
Rabbit ain't got, like one wife.
The movie star.
Facts. Right, you think you wouldn't want to get drunk with her? Who would you want to get drunk with? Bugs Bunny. And then after y'all get drunk with you, all you going to do is tell you stories about him and old Elmer Fudd. How he was hunting rabbits.
Rabbits.
But yeah, but you didn't expect me to say Roger Rabbit's wife, did you?
Well, I don't look at, I actually don't visualize her as a cartoon character.
She is one.
But she is one, yeah. Yeah.
Google her.
Yeah.
Yeah. What that coach said in football, Google me.
Google me.
Yeah. Yeah. Pet peeve segment.
Pet peeve.
Oh, man. Getting a cramp doing sex. You know, I haven't had that issue.
You never had one?
I've had it before.
Okay.
But I don't get cramps a lot now. I think my potassium levels are good. Mm-hmm. People think I'm a geek. Like, potassium levels? Negro, what are you talking about? We talking about putting in work. We talking about that Hunter Maruncha. Dude, I know you're not going to that next subject. I'm looking at what's coming next.
The sex doctor.
I'm going to have to clap.
So don't be so serious. Farting during sex sometimes happens. Sometimes so does falling off the bed, belching.
Have you ever farted during sex?
Yes.
You ever fell off the bed?
No.
You ever belched?
No.
You ever lost contact?
I don't wear contacts.
Glasses ever fell off?
Yeah, I don't wear glasses. I don't need to see that.
All right. You made any bizarre noises?
I think sometimes, you know, your body, like, you know, your stomach kind of growls. You know,
well, sometimes, yeah. But I mean, like, that the noise that stems from your sexual stimulation. Like, when you get ready to climax.
Hey, man, sometimes, you know, it depends on how it is, you know.
You know, you ever recorded your... Look, it's starting. All right, so look, body was in a weird position.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course.
Okay. It says, can I finish reading this?
Sure.
So don't take yourself too seriously during the act. While sex should be passionate, it should also be fun. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid to smile and even laugh during sex. I got to say something, especially at the occasional mishap.
Yeah.
There's a limit. Like, I've seen sex scenes. Let me go ahead and say it. White people sex scenes. Uh-huh. It ain't even sexy. They be laughing. They can't even kiss. They laugh and kiss. And they, right, right. Just, you know what I'm saying? It's dry lips.
Right.
Ain't no tongue in it. It ain't even sexy. It's almost like a MMA. It ain't sexy. Y'all right. Laughing too
terrible act. Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. Right. And then the worst thing for her to do when you enter the end as a man is for her to laugh.
Right.
If she laughs after you enter the end, brother, that
That's
ain't it. Good.
That's not good.
No. Laugh? She better say,
You sound like the mummy.
The deeper the moan.
The deeper the moan, right.
Right. Brother.
Right. When you could feel that octave blow. Yeah. Right.
When it vibrates.
Right.
All the way down the diaphragm. See, y'all. Okay. Why were you. Where were you when segment? Did I say vibrate down the diaphragm? Is that not true?
I'm not going to go there.
Okay, listen. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Where were you when segment? Where were you when you saw your first pornography film? Golly, that's a good question.
I want to say it was a tie between. I know the first time I saw it was in my either in my house or it was in my best friend's house. Both with our dads, though.
How old were you?
Grade school age, like,
man,
I would say 6, 7.
Oh, I think you got me beat because I may have been double age. I may have been 11,
maybe 8,
12,
7,
maybe.
8, 7, 8, somewhere.
But
around.
I don't quite remember where I was when I saw it. But yeah, you know what?
I remember the movie too.
You know what turned me on to porn?
What?
The gateway to it. Remember Benny Hill?
Yes.
Remember, he's yes. Dead. That yeah. was borderline porn.
Right.
It was soft porn.
Right.
But I used to there watch
was a,
it.
There was
late
a show
night.
like that, yes. A spinoff on Showtime when I got cable. It was called Bizarre.
I remember
and,
Bizarre.
And the thing about Bizarre was that they would always flash a breast in the opening credits, and then it was always one scene that they would have a
Benny
flash
Hill
of
would
breast.
Do that.
And Benny Hill would do that.
And then you hear him run off. He run off in the
right.
back.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right. Gollum. Here you go.
All right. So this is the Gollum.
Gollum riddle segment. If you pass a person in second place, what place are you in now?
First place.
Incorrect, precious.
Third place?
If you pass if a person in second place, what place are you in now?
If you pass the person in second place, what place are you in now? I'm in first place. You're laughing.
So, let me come out of character.
All right.
You passed a person in second place.
Okay.
So now you're in second place.
Doggone it. Gollum.
Gollum?
All right. Versus segment. Who versus. Would win between a grizzly bear versus a silverback gorilla? Funny enough, I watch a lot of videos, y'all. Mm-hmm. Like I could, you could sit on the couch and go to YouTube.
Yes.
And get on a run,
and
bro,
run,
and
yes.
be like 30, 40,
yes.
5 minutes an hour. Look
yes.
at be crying, laughing.
Yes.
Or you can look at intriguing videos of bear fights. Or like yep. who would win. So for me, I just looked this up probably about a week ago. Statistically, the grizzly would win. Size-wise.
Right,
size. He's got a 1,000-pound grizzly bear.
And his claws.
Against a 400-pound gorilla. But... the silverback can lift,
right,
like beyond 1,000 pounds.
Yep. Yep.
So,
and it's got a reach. So if this silverback gets the reach,
the gorilla does have a reach.
That would be the advantage. Now, if that grizzly gets up close with those claws, it could be over for that
so,
gorilla.
So, but what could the gorilla with the reach, he throws those punches like he beat him. Like.
And control his mouth, control where he's going to bite.
But,
yeah.
But the grizzly's stronger than him. Well, you think, who's think you, so the gorilla's stronger.
The gorilla's stronger, but the grizzly has much more size.
Massive. He's
more
massive.
So he doesn't have to be as strong because he's got much more mass.
But if that silverback get him from the back or something, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Which, if you had to go with agility, the silverback is more agile.
You would have to say the silverback.
Easily.
So maybe it would depend on where they're going to fight at.
If it's on level ground, and I think the silverback could get him. I'm going to go with the silverback. Because really, even if the grizzly hit him, the silverback skin, though, is so...
Yeah, but that grizzly, he's...
It tear him over.
He bites, he got the claws, and he's got the mass.
But it's just he
got
to get up on him, though.
And the other thing was interesting, between the two, the grizzly has the higher temperament for anger.
You're right, because the silverback is more docile.
Right.
They laid back.
Yeah.
Like, they take care of babies. They'll take care of a baby. A grizzly won't take care of a baby.
Right.
He'll eat the damn baby.
Right.
Man. I'm still going with the silverback.
Okay. I'm going with the grizzly.
I just watched Kong and Godzilla again.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's probably one of the best movies. I've watched that movie probably, my goodness.
Yeah.
Fire movie.
Kong and Godzilla.
All right.
Family Feud.
Let's go.
All right. Name a reason someone might pretend to be asleep.
Not want to have sex.
No.
To avoid talking.
Yep. The dodging a phone call. That's the second one.
Okay.
To avoid doing the dishes, apparently, is number one. I don't think
that. How you going to
pretend to be asleep?
Get your ass up. Get your
lazy, dude.
What?
Yeah, I don't like lazy.
God,
name man. A place you would...
He doesn't. Go ahead.
Name a place you would never want to hear someone say.
Oops.
Oops. Yeah. Name a place you would never want to hear someone say oops.
The operating room.
Number one answer.
Mm-mm.
Number one answer. Yeah. All right. Name something you wouldn't want to find in your cereal box.
A roach.
Number one answer. Live insect. That's good.
I'm trying to think. How you know that, Rick?
You ever had a roach in your cereal box?
Shit, yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Tongue twister. Here we go.
Okay.
Senseless or sexy single seeking sex from wholesale sellers. Sally celebrated the celibacy of 77 ascetic single sexy singles. Sad was Sally who sat with 66 sexy singles and sensed no sensation. I'll say it again. Senseless or sexy single seeking sex from wholesale sellers. Sally celebrated the celibacy of 77 ascetic 60 singles. Sad was Sally who sat with 6 sexy singles and sensed no sensation.
Yeah!
Bye. Buddha! All right, that was awesome, Rick.
All right, fill in the blank. Okay, blank is a female body part that rhymes with China.
For China!
Blank is a female body part that rhymes with Dolores.
Clitoris!
Blank is a female body part that rhymes with itty bitty.
Titty.
Anybody take it, but you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Life Moment segment.
Okay. No, this is Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever.
Yeah. You all over the place.
I'm all over the place. That's shot.
All right. Think it's that shot?
Yeah. What you talking about, Willis, for yes.
Okay.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie.
You remember that scene?
No, I don't.
So in the movie Vacation. Remember Vacation?
Which Vacation?
Vacation with Chevy Chase.
I know you got like three.
The first one.
Okay.
The first one.
Original.
So they go to, they're driving and they go to his cousin Eddie's house.
Okay.
And
right, I do remember now.
Yeah. So then they had the barbecue. And so he was making.
Yes.
He's like, real tomato ketchup?
Yeah. Eddie was nasty.
Yes.
All right. Never have I ever used food during sex.
What you talking about, Willis?
Never have I. I'm not gonna ask you what you use. Never have I ever faked an orgasm. What you talking about, Willis?
Real Dominican Kitchen video? You faked an orgasm? Mm-hmm.
She was fat. Never.
Wait a minute. Go back. What?
She was fat.
So you didn't. You
I
didn't
took one for the team.
You took. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a graveyard in North Carolina. Scotland Neck, North Carolina.
I've been there. That's near my people's house.
I went to a club called The Clock.
Dude.
Remember Scotland the club Neck, called The Clock?
I don't know the club, but Scotland Neck is probably, I'm thinking 30 minutes maybe.
From where?
From where my family is. Scotland really? Neck, North Carolina?
I was there.
Wow.
Twice.
Yeah.
I used to drive from Virginia there.
I've been there many times.
Yeah, actually. And where we were in Virginia, Norfolk or... it was Norfolk area, Portsmouth area.
Right.
The not mistaken, the ride was like two and a half hours.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Scotland Neck.
Yeah.
So there was this club, pretty the only club in the little small little town called The Clock. Little small country town. You know that.
Probably. I can't say the name, but I've been, the reason why I went there was to a place.
So, they had
so these, that might have been the same place.
So these gangbangers got mad at us. We was in the military, right?
Mm-hmm.
These gangbangers get mad at us. And, They could tell we're not from around there.
Yeah.
Scotland Neck. Everybody know everybody.
Right.
We went probably about four streets. That's probably the whole thing.
Right. Right. I understand.
Yeah, we go to the club and we looking good. We from Virginia. Got money in the military. They know we're not from around there. All the women like, oh my goodness, all these guys. Blah, 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 blah. Oh right. My goodness.
Right.
So I kind of had to take one for the team. They had a dirt floor. Poor soul.
I can only I can imagine. I just people say I can't even imagine. I can imagine you doing that because it's a nasty.
It was a dirt floor in the club.
Yeah.
The floor was made
of
dirt.
Probably the same place. We probably at the same place.
All right.
That's why I went to Scotland. But anyway.
All right. Never have I ever been skinny dipping.
What you talking about, Willis?
Okay. Real tomato ketchup, Eddie?
Yeah.
Never. Never have I ever had sex with someone in public.
What you talking about, Willis?
Oh, wow. Oh. Never have I ever flashed someone.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie?
Yeah. Wait a minute. When you say flashed.
Like you expose yourself. Splash.
What you talking about, Willis?
You was the peeping Tom?
Not the peeping Tom, a flasher.
You was the flasher?
I flashed.
You flash? Who'd you flash?
Which time? There were two, maybe three occasions I can think of.
Coach,
not publicly. You know.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see.
Never don't.
Well, I'm talking. I guess. Well, we off. I'm not talking about your significant other. You know? Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Never have I ever given a lap dance.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie?
Because, yeah. No.
I've gotten one, but I never give
one. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Magic City in Atlanta. Oof. And the Blue Flame, but they smell like corn chips for now.
You got to watch it.
That's a hood strip club.
But not
the
a
Blue
hood.
Flame in Atlanta?
In New Jersey.
Unless they changed staff.
Yeah.
But when we went, it was musty.
In New Jersey, we went to places like that when I was in high school.
Right.
And there was a place like that called The World. And... you know, musty. Yeah.
Yeah.
These were not dainty, perfume friendly.
Well, one of the strippers had a knee brace on. Go ahead.
All right, life moment segment.
All right.
Okay. So the teacher's in class, and she is asking the kids to give a story with a moral to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jimmy raises his hand.
Why is every story the little boy named either Jimmy or Johnny?
I don't know.
Okay, come on.
So Jimmy raises his hand and he tells about a beautiful bird that's flying. And all of a sudden it got really cold.
Mm-hmm.
And the bird froze and fell to the ground. And while the bird was on the ground.
No, man. Come on.
While the bird was on the. What?
Come on.
While the bird was on the ground, about to die from being frozen, a cow walks by and shits on the bird. Shits on the bird. Not realizing that it's gotten worse being shitted on, bird starts to warm up And he's like, I'm not going to die. And he starts to sing. He's like, oh my God, hallelujah. I'm not going to die.
Say hallelujah.
A cat hears a bird singing, comes by and eats the bird. So the teacher's like, little Jimmy, what's the moral to the story? And little Jimmy says, my daddy said, number one, not everyone that shits on you is your enemy. Number two, not everyone who gets you out of shit is your friend. And three, when you're in deep shit, keep your mouth shut.
Oh my goodness, that is fire. It was just so treacherous getting to that golden nugget. That is really, really intriguing. That is a good...
always at Lil Jimmy and Lil Johnny. Them boys is...
Whoever Jimmy and Johnny is...
They mama is...
They mama
I want to meet they mama.
Facts. And I want to meet they daddy. Because they done made every story in their book.
Yes.
Johnny and Jimmy. And Jimmy. And they both live. Lil Jimmy and Lil Johnny. Okay. All right.
That's it, brother. Tabula Rasa.
Don't forget to follow.
Don't forget to like us and follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. And, of course, our website, on and off the field with a DA.com.
Listen, man.
Yes.
Shout out to Mary.
Shout out. That's my.
You can do that.
Yes. Shout out.
Yeah. Love.
Today's respect. A good day.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, good day.
Love you, coach.
Love you too, coach.
Episode number 37. It's been On and Off the Field, sports podcasting with a purpose. You got to on the field, coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steel Nation, since 1976.
And you got the Yoda Man since 1968. Y'all, we appreciate y'all. This has been episode number 37. We out.
We out.
Peace.